Well, this province has had a long and deep history with cod. For three decades, Atlantic cod has been in trouble, and one ocean conservation group is pretty worried. They say it will stay in deep critical zones unless the Department of Fisheries and Oceans comes up with a better plan to rebuild the stock. Dr. Robert Rangeley is the Director of Science with Oceana Canada, and we've reached him in Halifax this morning. Good morning, Dr. Rangeley.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining the program. What are your concerns about the approach the Department of Fisheries and Oceans plans to take when it comes to northern cod?
Yes, well, what's required with a heavily depleted fish stock is, you know, putting in place a rebuilding plan. And the department has failed to do this for many years. And, you know, one came out early this year, and it's very insufficient. It's really a plan for how to take more fish as opposed to growing them to the healthy zone. So, you know, it's sad, it's unfortunate, but this stock, northern cod stock, is, you know, it's heavily depleted. It's under moratoria for a reason, and it's just not growing. And so they really do need to scale back the pressure on this stock, because there's still a lot of fishing going on in the northern cod stock. And we see a parallel problem happening with capelin, which is also heavily depleted. And of course, as many of your listeners will know, that cod really do rely on a strong, healthy capelin stock for growth.
How would you best describe the state of the cod stocks right now?
The most generous way to describe it is stalled, but it's been stalled for some time, and it showed some positive signs, 5 or 6 years ago, but it's still only halfway out of the critical zone, so 50% below the limit, which defines it as critical. So it's not even, you know, it's just about halfway there. And this stock can come back, but, you know, we've got to take the pressure off it, but also work on capelin. And and we need a plan. And it's not just to get it to the boundary line of the critical zone. For the future of fishing in Newfoundland and for the future of this cod stock, which can come back, really need to have a plan in place to get it to the healthy zone. That means what they call, you know, decision rules, harvest decision rules that, you know, specify how many fish can be taken once it starts to clear the critical zone. And while it's in this critical zone, fishing mortality should be kept to the lowest possible level. That's the policy. It should be the law. And it should certainly drive rebuilding plans. And currently, that's not happening. And there's calls to, you know, continue fishing at, continue the status quo. And that hasn't been working. So I suggest that perhaps scaling back to, you know, keep some level of a stewardship fishery. There's many that are reliant on that, and scale it back to at least that level it was in 2018, probably more appropriately what it was in sort of 2013, 2015, when the stock, you know, was starting to show some growth. Scale it back to that. Be patient. Fish populations can come back if there's a concerted effort to rebuild, and then have to do something about the capelin stock. There's still a big fishery on capelin, and it's heavily depleted, as we've learned this year.
Yeah, you've mentioned the capelin stocks a few times now in our chat. What are the main factors contributing to the poor state of the cod stocks?
Well, to the cod stock, it seems to be growth. So what they're finding is individual cod are not in a good condition. So there's, you know, starvation. Cod aren't, you know, robust. They're very skinny. And that really does point to a problem with food supply. And so shrimp and capelin are two sources of food which aren't doing very well at the moment. And capelin in particular is probably the most valuable food source for cod and many other species in the marine ecosystem. So to have a healthy marine ecosystem, you really do need to focus on the importance of what is called these forage fish. Forage just being the kind of species lots of things eat. And there should be lots of capelin. And unfortunately, that population's been crashed since the 90s. and we still have a large fishery on it, and the supply of those capon are not sufficient to assist with the growth of cod. So keep mortality down. It's the only thing we can control. Keep fishing mortality down on these stocks. Put in a plan in place for success. So success is possible, but you need to be sort of aggressively planning for bringing these stocks back to the healthy zone and scale up the heavy fishing mortality.
What role does the seal population play in all this? Because we hear a lot of talk about seal predation as well.
Yeah, so seals certainly eat fish, and in the northern in the range of the northern cod stock, existing evidence suggests that seals are not having a major impact on the rebuilding of cod. That's, you know, more studies are being called for all the time, and we need to learn more about the role of seals. But in that area, it doesn't seem to be cod are driving it. In fact, it's pretty clear cod are not, or sorry, seals are not driving the continued poor recovery of cod. So so that's a problem. And, you know, it's not exactly clear what could be done about that anyway, whereas we know we can certainly control fishing mortality.
And Dr. Robert Rangeley, Oceana also recently released a report, Small Fish, Big Influence, the Case for Rebuilding the Capelin. What were the key findings?
Yes, well, with the capelin, there's different ways of managing these forage fish, but one of them, the key factor in managing forage fish, which capelin is among them, herring is another, mackerel is another group of species, is to cap the fishing mortality at levels that you allow sufficient numbers of those fish in the ecosystem to feed all their predators. The other fish that we rely on, the whales and seabirds and so on, and also to have to not to fish them as hard as the other stocks. And then when there's boom and bust, which there often is with these, these small schooling fish, stop fishing them when they're bust and the population is bust, and then, you know, go on it when it's when they're booming. And that's how good forage fish management occurs around the world. And we're not doing that with capelin. Capelin is about 6% of pre-collapse estimates. We're fishing 16 to 20,000 tons of these fish. They're small fish that equates to billions of fish. One of the recent science findings is that larval abundance, those are the tiny fish that emerge out of the eggs. People are familiar with capelin roll on the beaches, and those eggs hatch into larvae, and the larvae abundance is shown to be very low. While those billions of fish that are taken out in the fishery before they have a chance to deposit their eggs translates into literally trillions of these larvae that are not getting into the marine ecosystem and having a chance to grow into adults again. So the cycle here is being disrupted with a fishery on these fish for the roe, for the eggs, that are not getting a chance to reproduce. And so we're just strongly recommending that we pause the capelin fishery until there's a chance that we can get a good management plan in for these fish and that they start to show signs of recovery, because they're heavily, heavily depleted right now. Scientists are extremely worried about the state of the capelin stock, and such an important food source for so many animals.
And it's just fascinating the way you're able to zoom out on all this and look at the entirety of the marine ecosystem. Dr. Robert Rangeley, thank you so much for your insights and for joining the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.